Hey, if you're struggling to figure out what your portfolio should include, this episode is for you because I'm going to cut straight to the chase and provide you with a checklist of the things your website should have to attract the right clients and close the deal. Listen up. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this solo show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to advance your career as a lettering artist or illustrator. Today, I'll be sharing with you a simple checklist for an outstanding portfolio. And I've been speaking about portfolio for a few episodes now, and I'm going to tell you why in just a second, but I want to share with you first that in episode number 95, we discuss mistakes that you can be avoided when it comes to creating an online portfolio, which is really useful. And if you are interested in the topic of portfolio creation, I would recommend to check that out. It's episode number 95. Now, I'm speaking about portfolio often these days because I recently went through the process of redesigning and relaunching my website, right? And going through that process made me realize how many pieces need to come together in order to communicate or to put out there the right message, right? And today I prepared a checklist that you can use and that the members of my coaching program use and found really useful to create your own portfolio. And, you know, for us creatives, our online portfolio is just really important. It's like inviting someone into your world. And this is why it needs to be on point, not only in the kind of work that you show, but also in the kind of communication or in the way you connect with the visitors, right? In how you communicate, what is it that you do? Who are you serving? What are your services? And so on, right? And we are going to touch on all of the things that need to be included on your portfolio in order to be effective and to serve its purpose. We are going to go through that checklist today. And I have to say before we get started that I have to say that I feel that in the creative industries and specifically within the art and illustration world, portfolio sites are not really efficient. And I know this is a polemical statement, but I have to say that oftentimes I was this person, right? When I created my website for the first time, and for years actually, I was designing my website with another designer or another illustrator or another lettering artist in mind. I never kept my potential clients in mind. I always wanted to look amazing for those that are working in the same field that I am working. Whereas actually my website should serve the purpose of attracting the right kind of clients or opportunities my way, right? And I feel that for a long time, I was just seeking for the attention of the wrong people. And I feel that there's a lot of portfolio websites out there that are seeking for the same. They are not really designed thinking of who is the person they want to serve and how do they catch their attention? How do they hook them in and, you know, call them to action and have them finally contact them, right? So with this checklist that we are going to touch on today, we are going to really debunk a lot of the things that you see out there, a lot of the websites that you see out there. We touched on a few of these points throughout during the episode number 5 that I just recommended, which has to do with, you know, using innovative navigation design or using illustrations or having the website like do crazy things and stuff, right? So we touch on these kind of mistakes that you often see on portfolio sites, right? Now, I mentioned these mistakes first, and I mentioned the tendency that we artists have to design websites that are more attractive to other designers or other artists or other illustrators rather than to our potential clients, because if your website is not clear or is missing information or is confusing for your clients, they will leave. They will not stay to try to figure out how the hell do they get to the information they are looking for, right? If they get to your website and they don't understand who is it that you serve, what are your services, what is it, what is your skill, who you are, they will just leave and they will just go to a website or they will just go look for resources that give them what they are looking for right away, right? So just for you to understand that someone visiting your website will stay in your website for very few time. They will take just a few seconds to be hooked in. If you cannot hook them in, they will leave, right? And people is busy. They are not just, you know, they don't have a lot of time to figure out what is it that you do. So I want to plant that seed in your head that you should aim always to solve that problem for your potential clients or for your for the visitors to your website. You should show them what is important right away, right? And this is the way you can hook them in and you can have them hanging out, or you can have them stay a bit longer, right? And getting to know you, getting to know your work, and hopefully contacting you and working with you right now. Let's get down to the, you know, to the checklist. So the thing number one that your website needs to have is, of course, your best work. And I bet you have heard this often, but your best work means that it's not all of your work, right? You need to edit the work that you show on your website, right? That means that first, to edit the kind of work that you're going to show, first you need to decide who is it that you're serving? What are the kind of clients that you want to work for, right? And when you decide this, then you can, you know, once you have that decision, once you know who is it that you want to hook or with your work, or who is it that you want to serve with your work, then you know exactly that will already make your next steps a lot easier, right? So for instance, if you're trying to attract, if you want to create book covers, or you want to serve the market of publishing, right? Then you know that the pieces or the illustrations that you're going to showcase in your on your website will be book covers or editorial illustrations, and you know you're not going to show the website that you created for your uncle's company and those wedding invitations that you created for a friend of yours, right? You don't need to include those projects because you are not going to serve this market, right? You are not looking to serve that market. Now, the market you're looking to serve is publishing houses. So therefore, you should show work that resonates with an editor, with an art director, right? So that if an editor or an art director visits your website, they will be immediately they will resonate immediately with your work, right? And furthermore, it's not only about showing your work, but also to show your work in context. I always say, if you are looking to create book covers, let's say, show your illustrations on a mock-up of a book, right? So that someone who visits your website gets a quick idea of what is it that you do. Okay, I just went into this website and I can see that this person is creating covers because it's full of mock-ups or photographs of book covers, right? So with that said, you need to, of course, edit your work. You don't need to show all of your work. You just need to show those pieces that will resonate with the clients you want to serve or with the market you want to serve, right? And once you decide which pieces you want to show, what is the your best work that you want to showcase on your website, then show it in context. Create mockups, take pictures so that people get an idea of what you're all about. So that's thing number two. Now, point number one. Now, point number two. State clearly who you serve, what problem do you solve for them, and how you solve it, right? And this is something that almost no portfolio out there does, right? You visit a portfolio and you just see pictures. You normally, when you visit the portfolio of an illustrator or a lettering artist or even design studios who create branding for companies and other brands, they don't state who is it that they serve, what problem do they solve, and how do they solve it, right? So when I get onto a website, I want a clear statement of someone telling me what this website is about. Is it an app? Is it an illustrator? Is it an agency? What is it? First, I need to understand what is it that they do, who do they serve, right? So that I know whether I am the kind of client they serve or not. If I'm not, then I will just leave, right? And I would just look for someone who is serving my market, right? But think of what short line you can use or what short headline you can use on your website to clarify in just a few words, who is it that you serve? What problem do you solve for them? How do you solve it, right? And it doesn't need to be like a paragraph explaining a lot of stuff. It just needs to be something clear, something to the point, and something that resonates with your potential clients. And I have to say that you have a great advantage here because most of the portfolios out there of other illustrators, other lettering artists, they fail to do this. They fail to have a clear statement of what is it that they do, who they serve, and how they solve their clients' problems, right? So if you do that on your website, you would immediately create more rapport with a potential client, right? So number one, showcase your best work. Number two, state clearly who is it that you serve, what problem do you solve for them, and how do you solve it. Number three, your services or products, right? What is it that you offer? You know, in which way can people work with you, right? Let's say if you are an illustrator, do you do murals? Do you do events, or do you do live drawing? What is it that you do? State it clearly as part of your services, right? Have a section within your website that explains, I do these three things. As an illustrator, I do these three things, or I do these two things for my clients, right? And have people or allow people to click through these services. This is a great way of filtering your potential clients or customers. This is a very clear message for them. Okay, I need mural. This is where I need to go. Or I need an illustrator for a live event. This is where I need to go, right? So this is it's very clear for your potential clients or for the visitors of your website, but also it just filters them. It gives them what they want. It serves them what they want. So state your services or products clearly, right? How many ways do they have to work with you? Are there three things that they can do with you? Well, then you can say, these are the three things that you can hire me for. Or these are the three products that I sell. Or these are the three digital brushes that I offer, right? Whatever it is that you solve, that you offer as an artist or as an illustrator, state it clearly on the homepage of your website. So point number four, your about page. Oh my God. And just to go back a little bit to the what I previously mentioned about the services and products. So you state them clearly on your homepage, but you can also have them as a menu item, right? So give your potential customers a direct access to your services, right? Now, your about page. Your about page needs to let me know, as a visitor, I want to know who you are, what your credentials are. I want you to build authority. I want to know why you are good at what you do, right? Why should I hire you and not someone else, right? And the ways to build that authority are various. So you can show your credentials, the clients you have worked for. You can show prizes that you have earned in the past, or conferences in which you have participated as a speaker, or certifications that you have. Anything that builds authority, that speaks about the experience you have at doing that thing, everything helps. And in your about page, I not only want to know about this, but I also want to know about you. You know, I always say that clients, yes, they will connect with the kind of work you do. They want to know that you're really good at doing what you do. And they will get an idea of that by scrolling through your website and looking into your portfolio. But they will also connect with you as a person. So all of the things that makes you you, all of your experiences, if you are a person who travels around the world, or who is a digital nomad, or a person who has lived in a lot of different countries, or whatever it is that whatever experience that makes you you and that is relevant for your profile as an artist, include it in your portfolio. I remember that in the very beginning, I missed this part. I didn't want people to judge me for where I was coming from, right? So when I started my career as a lettering artist, I moved from Argentina to Berlin, and I didn't want people to judge me for where I was coming from, right? And perhaps they were my own biases around what it means to be a South American, right? So I thought, well, if I have these biases around what it means to be a South American, probably people will have those biases too, right? And I don't want them to put labels on me because I'm South American, right? And I didn't state that on my website, right? And as I became more confident with who I am, where I'm coming from, and of course, as I grew more confident as an artist, I started speaking about this. I started speaking about the fact that, you know, I moved countries and I started a new life somewhere else, and all the challenges that this involved. The more I spoke about it, the more my clients resonated with it. And it's very interesting because the kind of people I work with nowadays, they are like me. Many of them are women, and they may be living in a foreign country. Many of them are immigrants, right? And that's really interesting because that means that your story really connects, is what makes people connect with you. Not only your work, as I said, but also your story, right? And I remember one episode that I recorded with Dot Lang, which is a social media strategist. And she mentioned this phrase, which is, your vibe attracts your tribe, right? And I think this is totally true. The who you are, the stories that you have to tell, your experiences really can really connect with your potential customers. So don't miss that opportunity to connect to your customers or to your with your clients through your story, right? And this is why your about page is so important, because you not only have the opportunity to create to build authority in what you do, but also to, you know, tell these little stories about you, which will eventually connect with them in a more human way. And speaking about human, one thing that I see missing in a lot of different websites and in a lot of different online portfolios are pictures, profile pictures of the artist. There's so many portfolios out there where there's no photo of the person. And this is the first thing that I look for when I visit an online portfolio. I go onto the website and I go to the about page, and many people do this. I'm not the only one. And I go to the about page to see, to put a face on that, on the person who creates that art, right? And there has been so many opportunities in which I haven't found a single picture, and I only, in the about page, I only found this person is an illustrator based in Toronto, and I'm open for commissions. That is all. There's no story. There's no no picture. It feels like computer generated, right? And I have to say that nowadays, where so many of the things we do are digital, we still want to work with people. People want to work with people. And if they don't know, if they don't get to see a photo of you, they actually, they don't get to know that you're a person. They don't assume that you're a person, right? And I think that you're missing there also an opportunity to connect to your potential clients through a human touch, which has to do with just putting a profile picture of yourself, right? Now, I went too far with the about page, but definitely you need to include an about page that is well written, that it has enough information for your customers to connect. The point number five, and this is a big one, and I missed to include this until recently, actually, and is testimonials. You want to include testimonials of previous clients that have worked for with you, and you want them to speak about how amazing it is to work with you, right? Now, you can include a testimonial is essentially a client that you have created something for, or you have solved a certain problem to or with or for, and they will say, well, I work with Martina and she has been amazing at creating this. Yes. And that's all. That's all they need to say. How amazing it has been to work with you, right? Now, this one small thing creates incredible rapport with your potential clients. Your potential clients or someone visiting your website will think like, well, if they're happy with her, I will probably be happy with her as well. If they had a good experience with her, my experience will probably be good as well, right? Because it's not only you saying how great you are, but it's also other people saying how great you are, right? So don't miss including testimonials. And you can include it, you know, you can include the step of asking your clients for testimonials in your offboarding sequence. Let's say like you have, you know, in the process of offboarding a client, like invoicing a client, delivering finals and all that stuff, you can include a step which is sending a message to that client asking them for a testimonial, right? And for that testimonial, you want to include a picture of them and you want to have their blessing to use the picture on your website. So testimonials, don't forget about it. You will want to have them in a lot of places. You can have them on the about page for sure, and you can also include it in your portfolio section. Another thing that you need to state in on your website is how to work with you. What is the process of working with you? What do I have to do first? Do I have to contact you? Do we get to get? What do I do? Like, and you can define this by stating a few steps. So you can state step number one, contact me through the contact form. Step number two, get an estimate. Step number four, briefing or discovery meeting. And step number, that was step number three. And step number four, get your beautiful letter in peace delivered to your inbox, right? Something like this could be, but the you know, for someone, for me, it's really clear how it is, how the process of working with an illustrator or a creative or a designer may be. But for someone who has no idea about the world of design or the world of creativity, they don't know what they need to do. They have no idea what the processes are, what it involves to work with you and to have, you know, to go from nothing to having a finished, beautiful artwork created by you, right? So if you can bridge that gap in their mind of what are the steps that it takes to work with you, it will make a lot easier for them to say like, okay, it's just four steps. So I can take that one first step and contact the person or this artist through the contact form, right? Now, the last one, and this is a huge one, is call to action. So you want to tell them, call me, contact me, fill this form and contact me. You want to tell them clearly, do this, right? And it's not like, well, here's my email or just listing your contact information on your footer. You want to tell them, contact me. You want to put a button or you want to put a line or a headline that says, contact me. Because if you don't tell them, they won't do it, right? And you want to have a clear call to action for them to contact you. And they will do it if you also have, I mean, you will increase the chances for them to contact you if you have the previous step, which is stating the steps that it takes to work with you, right? Now, let's wrap up all the checklist. By the way, you can download this checklist from my website on martinaflor.com/portfolio checklist. It is for free. You can just go and download it. And it includes all of these steps that I'm speaking about today and a few more insights on how, you know, what are the things that your website needs. So you can download it for free on martinaflor.com/portfolio checklist. Portfolio checklist altogether, right? Now, let's go back to the checklist. The points are, number one, edit your work and select your best work. Number two, state clearly who you serve, what problem do you solve, and how do you solve it, right? Have a headline stating that clearly. Number three, showcase your services or products, right? Show me what are the services that you offer or what are the products that you offer in a clear way. Have an about page and have a complete insightful about page, not a one-liner and no picture, rather the opposite. I want an insightful about page that builds your authority through credentials, through your story, through the clients you have worked for, and include a picture. Number five, include testimonials. Ask your clients, the people you have worked for, to give you testimonials. Have their picture included in those testimonials so that people know that they are real people. Number six, explain your potential clients how to work with you. What are the steps they need to take? Do they need to contact you? Do they need to send you like a briefing per email? What do they need to do? So state the steps very clearly. It doesn't need to be rocket science. It could be just three steps or two steps. Well, three steps minimum to what it takes to work with you. What is the process? You know, what type of process they can expect, even if it's very rough, right? And then call to action. If you don't tell them, they won't do it. So call them to action and tell them to contact you. Write me an email. Click here to connect with me. Fill in this form, right? If you don't tell them, they won't do it. And the point number 8, download this checklist on my website on martinaflor.com/portfolio checklist to make sure that your portfolio has everything it needs. Remember, your portfolio is your, is the place where you invite people into your world. It's your online presence, and it should be on point. It should speak about who you are, why you're great at what you do. It should really show your universe and connect with your potential clients. So I hope this checklist will be useful to have all the things you need to attract the right opportunities your way and to attract those amazing clients and dream clients that you know you could attract and serve with your work. So thank you for tuning in today, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye. Hey, learning and mastering hand lettering can be incredibly overwhelming and frustrating. However, a proven framework can help you see real progress, populate a portfolio with standout work, attract paid assignments, and become your source of income. Sign up for my upcoming free masterclass called A Roadmap to Master the Art of Hand Lettering and Unlock Your Full Potential as an Artist. Hear what previous students have said about it.
Hi, my name is Joke and I'm a lettering artist from the Netherlands. I always thought I knew about letter forms and how to create them. But somehow, whenever my lettering was off, I never quite knew what it was or how to correct it. I now feel a lot more confident in my lettering, and I know what to look for. I know how to correct my own mistakes, and that's amazing.
Sign up now through the link in the description of the episode. I'll see you there.